Which was the, you know, the more polite word?
Vomited or throw up.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't use puke?
No.
Somebody who did that, you said they were sick?
Sick at the stomach.
Okay. Now, if you invite somebody to come over and see you this evening, and you want to tell them that you'd be disappointed, well, if they didn't come, you might say, now.
I'm going to look for you, and you better not let me down.
Okay. If you don't come, I...
be angry. Or...
Would you say I shall be disappointed? Or?
Yeah.
I will be disappointed if you don't come. Now, anytime you can come over, we'll be...
we'll be at home. Be there.
We'll be waiting to see you. We will be...
waiting to see you.
Okay. And speaking of you know, that you would enjoy seeing them, that you say, we will be...
glad to have
glad
you.
Glad to see you anytime glad you want to come by. Would you ever use the word proud?
Well, yeah, I believe most people would say, well, I'm proud to get to see you again, or glad to get to see you again.
Okay, all right. Now, if a boy is spending a lot of time over at a girl's house, you'd say he's doing what? He's
courting her.
Courting her, okay. Any old-time terms that folks used to use, or?
Yeah, sparking.
Okay. He's a sparkiner. He's mighty what? He's mighty...
mighty proud, fond of her. Or?
Okay. Now, she'd call him her...
sweetheart.
Sweetheart. Any other names? Funny names? Oh, he's my...
honey pie.
Honey pie. Okay.
Sugar lump.
Sugar lump. My fella.
Yeah, my fella.
Okay, and he would call her his...
honey.
Okay. Now, a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. A little buzz says, you've been...
smooching.
You've been smooching. Okay. You've been out... smooching, sorry thing you. Now, if a girl didn't want to marry a boy, you say she did what? She, oh my goodness.
Broke the engagement. Turned him down.
Turned him down. Oh, Ed, he hadn't been the same since old Mary down the block. She
refused to marry.
She what? She
broke up with.
Broke up with. Jilted. But they went ahead and got
married.
Okay, any funny ways of saying that, or
hooked up?
Hooked up.
Hitched.
Okay.
Tied together.
Uh-huh. At a wedding, the man who stands with the groom is the
best man.
Okay, and the other names or old fashioned names for that?
Not today.
Okay. And the girl who stands with the bride is the
bridesmaid.
Okay. Now, do you remember that that thing? You know, maybe I don't know whether they did it with y'all or not, but they used to gather around a house maybe after a bride and groom were married, and they had the house of the wed couple, and they'd shoot off their guns and that sort of thing.
Chivalry. Yeah, chivalry.
I see. Can you tell me about that? What would happen?
Well, they'd take a bunch of old tin cans or something and tie them on string, tie them to the car, and shoot guns or firecrackers, and
shoot,
maybe ride the man on a pole, and then run them out of town or run down the road trying to catch them, and of course they'd leave the country.
I see.
Maybe have just married rode on the back of the car.
Was it...